music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now how are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
We're back now in the second hour with Jim Fetzer. Folks, stay with us and call in if you have a question quickly. 800-313-9443. Before I go on to Chris in Las Vegas, I did want to pick up on what Lark was saying. And you're right. The criminalizing of free speech, the criminalizing of any speech, actually began a number of years ago, as you probably know, Jim, with these hate laws up in Canada and then here in the United States following certain events, the Matthew Shepard hate law and a host of other incidents that were paraded by the media in order to get the Congress to finally take the ADL-sponsored legislation and pass it, making speech a hate crime. Now, I don't know about there being such a thing as a hate crime to begin with. A crime is a crime, whether it's motivated by hatred, any kind of hatred or not, should not be the question. The question should be a crime. But you see, they've taken the law and perverted the very system of justice in order to redefine law in their lexicon of Judaic control. So this is Talmudic law now. This is a system in place to redefine what is marriage, what is hate, what is speech, what is action, and so on and so forth, so that people now who resist them, as you pointed out in Voltairean fashion, can now be accused and convicted under statutory law of committing these crimes. And now we're seeing that with guns, and we're seeing that with speech. And who is the driving force behind all of this? The same clique, the same cabal. And you can go right back to the sheriff in Florida, Mr. Scott Israel, and DeSantis said he's going to fire him, the new governor. But here we have a guy who comes out of Israeli training, who has always had accusations against him of brutality and, mishandling of prisoners and so forth. He becomes the sheriff. And all of this happens under his stewardship, you know, in his tenure. So, Jim, there's something wrong with this picture that needs to be exposed, doing it right now.
Well, Rick, Scott Israel even campaigned to be the first Jewish sheriff of Brownard County by signing the Talmud. Now, many Americans are unaware of the distinction between ordinary Judaism and the Talmud, but the Talmud espouses the extreme position of Jewish superiority, so great that the other species only exist to serve the Jews. This is a Talmudic view that, according to which Jews are entitled to lie, steal, cheat, even kill the non-Jews, who are collectively known as the Goyim. I mean, it's just astounding. And would you believe, not only was he in on it, that's why the four deputies weren't allowed into the building. They weren't in the loop. They didn't know this was a staged production for political purposes, and might have shot some of the players, so he kept them out. Would you believe, in relation to the crisis at the border, that we have videos showing that these people were walking on foot, so, 2,000 miles plus, which you can't do by just picking up a paper bag. In fact, one of the famous photographs at the border showed a very portly woman with a couple of kids in diapers. Just ask yourself, how many diapers would it take if you're going to travel over 2,000 miles? I mean, it would have required an 18-wheeler full of diapers just for that. But these trucks that were transporting them, flatbed trucks with hundreds of migrants on each one, they had the Star of David on the door. I mean, Rick, it's truly outrageous. Truly outrageous what's going on here. The country is being played. We're being manipulated. And there's no question what's going on behind the scenes where the Democrats are working hand in glove with the Zionists to deprive the American people of their most fundamental rights, including the right to keep and bear arms and the right to freedom of speech. I mean, this idea that criticism of Israel is somehow anti-Semitic is completely absurd. But the government promotes it. They want to defeat any kind of speech critical of Israel when they've just turned themselves into an apartheid state. They have declared Israel to be a Jewish state. Palestinians are second-class citizens, just as South Africa was an apartheid state, except there the split wasn't between Jews and Palestinians, but between whites and blacks, and it deserved the eternal damnation of the world at the time, and so does Israel, perpetrating all sorts of atrocities against Palestinians. And if you raise the least complaint about their abuse of the rest of the world or their attempts to manage our own affairs, you're accused of anti-Semitism. It has to come to an end, Rick. We're entitled to freedom of speech.
Well, the situation in South Africa, we saw what happened now with the new apartheid system. We have a black apartheid system in Rhodesia as well. But anyway, I want to get back to the whole business of, as we're talking about hate speech, we're talking about gun control. The two dovetail, as I think you've suggested and other callers have suggested as well, and that is that what is becoming America today with a K, not a C, is that state, which is a basic Talmudic state. Now, we have what some people would say is a fifth column in America. And the fifth column is not just a part of the media. It is the media. It is the government. It is the CIA. It is the Mossad, and more, each and every time I see a story, Mossad is implicated in every single major event, including the Russiagate hoax as well, and the servers of Wiener, of Congressman Wiener. And Julian Assange has said right from the beginning that Russia was not the hacker. So we have to understand there's a lead here. There's somebody leading us around by the neck, leading all the countries of the world to do its bidding. And that's what's happening now. You see, for the first time that Mr. Trump actually entertained Bibi Netanyahu in the White House a couple of years ago, Netanyahu made it official. All these years of killing Arabs, destroying their nations, and so forth, now they're our friends all of a sudden. And what do friends do? Well, they go after their enemies. And who is the enemy now? Islamic Iran, the Republic of Iran and Pakistan, and those nations that constitute an ultimate threat to total Talmudic Jewish world domination. That is what Netanyahu, in a very clear sense, stated. So now this is how the whole business changes now into a new war, using former enemies, turning them into friends, in order to kill our current enemies. It's an amazing formula, Jim.
Oh, Rick, I think you're spot on once again. And the Russia hoax has just come apart at the seams. In fact, I've just done a two-hour video about it and put up a blog about it that gives you an overview. But the corruption of the Department of Justice and the FBI, which was turned into an extension of the DNC, working for Hillary Clinton, or even Christopher Steele, who was the author of the so-called Russian dossier, dumbfounded a judge a couple of weeks ago by testifying under oath in open court that he had written the dossier as an employee of Hillary Clinton. And that, you know, the key players here in the FBI and the DOJ all knew it. The James Comeys, the Andrew McCabe. I mean, McCabe is actually pushing a book now where he's actually acknowledging there was a soft coup taking place, that they were trying to take out the democratically elected president of the United States. And the Democrats and their allies in the mainstream are trying to spin it somehow as though this were showing that Trump was corrupt. On the contrary, I believe the profundity of this corruption and the extent of its effects has been so corrosive on our democracy, Rick, that it's a greater a greater tragedy in the history of the United States than either the assassination of JFK or the atrocities of 9/11. This is a greater harm to the United States than either of those, which were humongous. So this is giving you some idea of how serious is this Russian hoax.
Indeed. Let's go right to the phones, 800-313-9443. Chris in Las Vegas, sorry to keep you waiting. Come on up, Chris.
Not a problem, Rick, and good day, Dr. Fetzer. I must say it is a delightful pleasure to be on the show with a Gore Vidalian conspiracy analyst extraordinaire such as yourself and myself somewhat.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm delighted.
All right.
I thought you would be rather amused, if you're not already aware, which you probably are, that the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department has seen fit that they are going to close down any further questions on the Route 91 Harvest Festival so-called Stephen Paddock lone wolf shooting, claiming that all the facts are in and it's a settled matter, when there are so many questions even now becoming to the surface about Paddock being an FBI agent along with his girlfriend.
Well, there's an awful lot about Las Vegas. In fact, I have a book that will be out this year, probably in about a month and a half, on Las Vegas, to join the others at Moon Rock Books, where we have a dozen. Now, we began with a Sandy Hook book, and once Amazon banned Mike Palachek, who is a series editor where I edit the books, realized we had to have a separate venue, so we established our own publishing company at moonrockbooks.com, which you can regard as your conspiracy library. I believe it's too important to keep a record of what actually happened during American history for the benefit of the American people, that we don't need to be victims of the lies that are being perpetrated upon us by the powerful who are manipulating the media. When it comes to Las Vegas, it turns out, I mean, what does MGM do? It makes movies. Las Vegas was a movie. They had a pre-recorded soundtrack they played over the PA system of the sound of machine gun firing and other military weapons, which fire in three-shot salvos. They coordinated with special visual effects right in the middle of the Mandalay Bay Hotel on the fourth floor. They had flashing lights to simulate a machine gun firing, and higher up they had three light blasts going off to simulate the sound of those American military weapons. We have a video, and we've gone through 33 of these videos, and there's lots of sounds of shots, but no one actually being shot, including one where you can see a guy in the crowd turning to fire on the crowd. You can see the light coming out of his barrel, but no one's being hit because he was using blanks. In fact, it turns out that Crowds on Demand, which is a Los Angeles-based company, was recruiting crisis actors for the event there at the concert 15 days in advance. You mentioned Stephen Paddock. Well, we have a photograph of him, of course, lying on the ground in his suite. But Scott Bennett, whom I mentioned previously, this former Army Intel and PsyOps officer, noticed that in the handful of shell casings, and there's only a handful of casings there, whereas the sheriff claims 1,100 rounds were fired from the Mandalay Bay, from that suite, and that was the only location, which is contradicted by a whole lot of very obvious blatant evidence, since we have the videos of the lights flashing on the fourth floor and all that. What that they included CO2 cartridges for gas-propelled pellet guns and blank cartridges, which have a crimped nose. I mean, the whole thing is completely ridiculous. Turns out the ears on the man in the photograph from the suite doesn't correspond to the ears on the man who was subjected to the autopsy. In fact, they're of different heights. The whole thing is manufactured. When the press started to ask for death certificates and autopsy reports, the coroner actually shut down the Clark County Coroner's Office because he didn't have them. When the Las Vegas Review-Journal pursued a Freedom of Information Act and the judge declared he had to release him, he scrounged around the country. He went, if six different coroners gave him autopsy reports, he struck the file names of the cause of death and released them as though they accounted for the victims of Las Vegas. But Mona Alexis Presley has done brilliant work on the alleged decedents. She's traced their their obituaries and found to the extent to which they weren't merely photographic variations on one another, they were actually based on persons who died in different states or on different dates or from different causes of death. The whole thing is a charade. She's even come up with a Las Vegas Metropolitan Police map, the crime map for the square miles surrounding the concert area. And when you go through it from 8 p.m. the night of the event to 8 p.m. the following day, there are about 20 entries. None of them involves a shooting. They are, you know, repossessing stolen property, assault and battery, domestic disturbance, not a single gunshot fired. Indeed, Paul Craig Roberts received letters from an American military surgeon, for example, extensive experience in dealing with high-velocity gunshot wounds, explained how he'd reviewed the videos of the purported patients in the hospitals and that none of them, he was convinced, had suffered an actual wound. It was followed by an American trauma surgeon who not only seconded the motion but observed they were not even connected to the monitoring equipment. When I, about six months ago, lost my balance, I went down to the emergency care center here in Madison, and from the moment I walked in until I got a clean bill of health and left the facility, I was on a blood pressure monitor. In Las Vegas, they didn't even bother. They must have rented a suite of rooms to fake it all. It's absolutely outrageous. Absolutely outrageous.
I did find it rather curious and mysterious, and not at all surprising, knowing the nature of the beast, that Ellen DeGeneres was a well-paid, close associate of the Mandalay Bay Group and MGM as a paid spokeswoman for, who had the only so-called interview with the security guard, supposedly it was an Israeli Secret Intelligence Services agent that brought in work specially for the CEO there.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, because this guy's name was Jose Campos. He was supposed to be the security guard on the 32nd floor. When they later talked with real security guards, none of them had ever heard of him. He disappeared from view, and when he showed up, he'd now gained, I'd say, 40 to 50 pounds. He was on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, of all places, didn't have on his heavy prescription glasses, where he bears the real guy, or the guy who's supposed to be the real guy, bears a striking resemblance to the husband of the San Bernardino shooting, by the way, where we have the Craigslist report, the ad for crisis actors, good pay, transportation, food, some speaking roles. I mean, that was another completely contrived event. And when, you know, he was on Ellen DeGeneres, they'd actually changed the story. Initially, they had this Campos coming up to the paddock suite and knocking on the door and interrupting him after he'd shot all these people. But in the meanwhile, they had changed the story. So now his encounter with Paddock occurred in the beginning, before he had even begun shooting at people, where he's alleged to have fired 200 rounds down the hallway and going after Campos. Well, the guy who is filling in, you know, the body double and a very poor one for Campos on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, hadn't got the update. He hadn't got the memo. So he was still talking about the old report where he knocked on the door and stopped him from the shooting. The Ellen DeGeneres Show, as you imply, by the way, is indeed owned by MGM. So all this was completely controlled and staged.
One more example of it. Sure. One more question. Go ahead quickly now, because we've got Art waiting in the wings. Go ahead.
My research tells me his name is actually Guillermo something or another, and he's likely a Spaniard as opposed to an American that was hired by the Bush cabal administration that's being brought in by the Trump, who they allege Trump is now some sort of a Russian Bolshevik. Now, I don't know that that's particularly wrong, looking at the people he surrounds himself with, and his policies seem to be very Obama-lite-esque, in my estimation. Thank you so very much for letting me chime in again with you, Dr. Fetzer and Rick.
Thank you, Chris. Good to hear from you. All right.
Thanks for calling.
I'll let you comment on that, James, and then we'll have to close it for now. But go ahead.
Well, I think, I mean, America voted for Trump because he was going to put America first. I mean, studies by Boston University and the University of Minnesota show it was rural voters and counties that had suffered a lot of casualties who voted for him that made the difference. He does, however, seem to be pursuing an Israeli foreign policy.
All right.
program.
James, we're going to have to let you go right now so we can start with our next guest. But thank you, as always, for coming on the show. We'll do it again soon.
My great pleasure, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye-bye now. We'll be right back, folks.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch!
We're still here, folks. They haven't absconded with me yet. And we're going to bring up Art now from Philly, who next week will not be with us. But this week, we want to give him ample time to join in on this discussion. Welcome back, Art.
And thank you for bringing me back to the show. Fantastic.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. It's amazing the work you do on noplaceforcorruption.com and how you've tied so many loose ends together. And we know you've been threatened, I've been threatened, others have been threatened, you know, and they just, you know, fall apart. These threats bounce right off of us because the hand of God is upon this venue, and we're being protected because his word, his truth must go out, folks. And that is the most vital thing which anyone should know, and put your trust in him and nobody else. But you've heard what James has said in the last hour and about Parkland, and you've talked about Sandy Hoax before and the LIBOR scandal and so on and so forth. I talked about Umpqua College in Oregon and that hoax, a whole host of them. But How do you feel right now as far as the media propaganda and what James said about the media corruption level today as never before are? Tie the ends together again for me, please.
Okay, I will. Remember the St. Valentine's Day massacre. There's an article called AmericanMafia.com, Article 194, The Meat. And you will see there that right after the St. Valentine's massacre, they all got together at Atlantic City to set up the National Crime Syndicate. And who was the right-hand boy of Capone? Moses Annenberg. All right? Now you go to the setup of Operation Mockingbird. Okay, the first thing you read is about the JFK assassination, the death-hand-bed confession of E.J. Hunt, redraws the diagram, points to LBJ, and then he points directly to Cort Meyer. Who was Cort Meyer working with? He was working directly with the son of Moses Annenberg, Walter Annenberg. Operation Mockingbird, to take control of media. If anybody listens to public radio these days, run by the Annenberg Crime Syndicate, they listen to it each day. They talk about conspiracies. Just challenge them on those two points. Is Walter Annenberg the son of Moses Annenberg, who was with Capone to set up the National Crime Syndicate? Okay, and why are taxpayers paying for that propaganda? You know, look at CNN, as you mentioned. Who owns CNN? It's the Brockman Crime Syndicate. American Free Press wrote a good article on it. You know, the King of the Jews is dead. Pointed out they own that. You know, MGM Universal. That also indicates from what Fetcher says, they also own Ellen DeGenerate. Not DeGeneres, but DeGenerate. That would be a good name for her. It's, you know, with respect to the media, we see it every day. One of the things I see, I talk about many times about the corruption in southeastern Pennsylvania, tied in with the Cosa Nostra. Latest thing is look at Rod Rosenstein. He was one of the boys who grew up there in Huntington Valley. Who else grew up in Huntington Valley? Steven Schwarzman of the Blackstone Group. And you notice now he's basically finally stepping down after they're getting a new attorney general in there when Rosenstein had his, not Rosenstein, but Madeline Dean of Abington, Pennsylvania, congressman, who went after acting attorney general director Mr. Matthew Whitman, or Whittaker, I'm not sure which way it was pronounced. So you can see what they're doing every day. And they finally got caught. I'm glad Rosenstein is basically out on his core. I wish that from what we've been talking about all these years, that somebody be going after Abington and these criminals there under the RICO statutes, because they long well deserve it. There's quite a few things that I've seen in the media. Look what happened. One thing that mentioned up there is Lou Katz there, that whole assassination situation there. There's two factions of organized crime in southeastern Pennsylvania. There's one coming out of the Bucks County Republican Party, buckscop.org, and they actively participated in the cover-up of the JFK assassination. Okay, and that goes right back to that block diagram I was telling you about from E.J. Hunt, where it says Cort Meyer. Okay? But it doesn't show that Cort Meyer worked very closely with Walter Annenberg. And Walter Annenberg worked very closely with Herbert Barnes, who was head of the Bucks County Republican Party. Who controls the, who's the national director for the Pennsylvania Republican Party right now? A convicted felon, Robert Asher, in the case when our state treasurer, Bud Dreher, blew his brains out on TV. Somehow all this is just played down. It's not a big, you know, not a big deal. So with respect to the media, going back to Lou Katz, he's one of the, before he passed away, he was one of the owners of none other than Comcast, that big fortune, who, by the way, basically set a policy. They don't want to hire Americans. They want to hire H-1B visa labor. So they built this brand new buildings in Center City, Philadelphia, and very, very little hiring of American. They love H-1B visa labor. Excuse me. I'm losing my voice for a second.
Okay. You know, if you'd like to just relax a moment and get some water, we're going to take a break momentarily anyway. So in that time, when we come back also, I want to be able to play that clip for our listeners of this woman, our governor in Rhode Island, Gina Raimondo, and a clip from Channel 12, WBRI-TV News, on what she proposes through the legislature, folks, and even some of you may be amazed. All right, we'll come back. Art, get yourself ready, and we'll return in just a couple of minutes. Rick Adams on Center.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Just a reminder, the Andrew Carrington Hitchcock program is online every day, every weekday, new guests in the UK. So it's AndrewCarringtonHitchcock.com. Rick Adams Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment. You haven't seen the video that I did in the studio on the country and the state are in the very best of hands. Speech, our very attractive woman governor. She almost looks as good as, what's her name, the Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg. Anyway, yeah, she's a radical fronter for all of this socialist and one worldist, globalist, internationalist agenda tied right to the hip to the mafia art. So, I'll tell you what, let's play that clip right now as to what she and her staff, her legal staff, are preparing for us here in this pilot state of Rogue Island. Let's play that Channel 12 clip.
An activist.
We're trying.
Gina Raimondo introduced several gun control-related bills on today's somber anniversary, but the bills are facing opposition from some lawmakers. Eyewitness News reporter Steph Machado joins us from the control room with the new details. Steph?
Both Massachusetts and Connecticut banned those assault weapons, but in Rhode Island, it's been introduced year after year, but never made it to a vote at the State House. The governor says she will keep trying.
Parkland, Las Vegas, Tree of Life, Sutherland Springs, San Bernardino, Sandy Hook.
On the first anniversary of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, Governor Gina Raimondo once again pushing for a change in our gun laws.
In every one of those instances that I just listed, lives were taken because of use of an assault weapon.
Her three priorities include a ban on assault-style weapons, a ban on magazines that can hold 10 rounds or more, and a ban on guns on school grounds, with some exceptions for law enforcement officers or unloaded guns that are locked up in a car.
You don't want guns in proximity to your kids in schools, period.
Republican Senator Gordon Rogers says he thinks that makes schools a soft target.
That's leaving criminals to know the opportunity is there with less resistance.
Our children go to school every day with no protection, and Gina Raimondo's plan does nothing to enhance it.
Frank Sococcio with the Rhode Island Second Amendment Coalition says there are reasons why law-abiding citizens might need a weapon like the AR-15.
It is one of the best platforms for hunting, for sports shooting, for home defense.
Attorney General Peter Nerona says he knows these gun restrictions won't prevent all gun violence, but he says they could save some lives.
If making magazines smaller so that someone has to reload before they can fire again, and we buy 1 second, or 2 seconds, or 3 seconds, and a first responder can take that criminal out, or a person can get away, then that's worth it to me.
And the question now is whether these bills will make it any further at the State House this year than they have in years past. House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello is a Second Amendment supporter. His spokesperson says these bills will go through the regular legislative process. And Senate President Dominic Ruggiero's spokesperson says he hasn't read the bills yet. He awaits public testimony and the recommendation of the Judiciary Committee. I'm Steph Machado, Eyewitness News.
All right, so you heard that clip, Art. I'm sure you're back. And what are your thoughts on what you just heard from this governor?
Well, it sounds like she is not much different from Rahm Emanuel, who basically says never let a crisis go unused. So, yes, there is, you know, obviously people lose their lives and innocent people lose their lives due to guns. But as you mentioned earlier in the show, or alluding to it earlier in the show, if we let the government take the guns away from the people, we're basically opening ourselves up to another genocide like we saw in China with 70 million people, what we saw in Russia with roughly at least 50 million people, and on down the line there. So why should we, you know, as dangerous as guns are, a genocide of an entire population of a country is far worse than that consequence. So,
yeah, but you're right, Art. But, you know, I can just hear the refrain now coming from Peter Nerona, the former U.S. attorney who's now the attorney general of the state, saying, oh, but you're not going to compare America to those countries. Well, it can't happen here. It just cannot happen. I assure you that in my wildest dreams, it just simply cannot come to pass. And you know what? That's exactly what they were saying in Czechoslovakia and Hungary and Poland and Yugoslavia and the Baltic republics and all of Eastern Europe and of course, in Red China. It can't happen here, but it did. And this is what people like that don't even give a whit of a thought to, because they're just plain ignorant. They're mindless. Most of all, they're corrupt politicians. They will do whatever they're being led to do. And what is it they're being led to do? Collectivize our society. And now, right, how do they do it? Who gives them the marching order? I mean, who gives them the green light and says it's acceptable in the media, Art? Why, the kosher media, the kosher Nostra. Right.
Exactly. The ones who were, when you investigate what happened in China and Russia and many other countries, they're the ones who were leading to the events that resulted in the genocide.
Right. Exactly. The mass murder of soldiers. First, they had to take the guns. And that's what one man, we had him on the program, well, we played the clip, testified before the, I believe, the Colorado legislature going back a couple of years in 2016 or so. And he was an exile from Castro, Cuba. And he spoke quite eloquently, quite passionately, and I think quite pointedly, and said, this is what happens under socialism and communism. And it happened to my country, my people. Don't you ever let it happen in America, because if you do, you will be finished. Well, that's what they want. They want to finish us off, folks. because the signs, and Art, maybe you can chime in here too, the signs of the economy are not very good right now. We've been talking about this for the last few years, but here we've got the stats now that show that the retail market is actually descending. The first, I would say, 10 years, 9 to 10 years, it has never been as bad as they say it is now. So bankruptcies in retailing are skyrocketing. And when you have that happen, and you have people out of work, and you have people desperate, and then you have these fake as well as real shootings, then what do? Well, you come along and offer freedom and peace and safety. The government will take care of you. Just give us your guns, please. That's exactly where you're heading, folks.
Right. Just a comment to that is that see how well the government's taking care of their people in family court. Okay, the result of that mess is it breaks down families, results in kids going in, most of the males going into gangs, most of the girls going into, the sex trade is an example, their education going to, heck in a handbasket. So we can see how well, and plus they make themselves quite a bit of money. You know, the legal community makes one-third of every dollar they earn through family court. So, and who set this up? It was none other than our friends like Arlen Specter, who got rose to power, after the JFK assassination, to the Senate Judicial Committee, Joe Biden there. We're going to go after the males as if they're, dogs, and we're going to hunt them down and turn them into debt slaves until their kids grow up. And all the time, we're going to get filthy rich in the legal community. And you wonder why the country's falling apart. I see that as a big part of what's going on right now.
Absolutely, yeah. But follow the trail. Follow the money trail. And these judges in these courts, the family courts, have undergone some real metamorphosis. Because, see, in the 70s and 80s, we did not quite have here in my area the kind of new juvenile delinquency laws and new juvenile crime laws and so forth. We never had these kinds of these brutal murders that have taken place until the last few decades. And now we're seeing new laws and changes in the law. And of course, these family judges come along and they have to follow the law as it is written. Unfortunately, many of them are totally unqualified to sit on the bench. And this is what happens. They are political appointees. And unfortunately, as you say, the family suffers even more, if there is a family to begin with, period.
Right. And then when you have these kids who become adults who were emotionally unstable, what happens? What else are we doing? We're drugging them up with big pharma, okay? So they're giving all these psychotropic drugs to them. Yeah. Well, if you look at the actual research on these drugs, they work within a certain range, of a person's emotional response. And when it becomes too extreme, either too high or too low, the drugs actually amplify those behaviors that can lead into, someone being a killer for that reason, or committing suicide, or becoming a severe drug addict. Big Pharma has a big hand in this also, in addition to what we're seeing there. And they go hand in hand. What are the solutions? One of the solutions is simply have a civilian review board over the judges. If we talk about how the Greeks had a democracy, they had every year where they could vote somebody out. They said, who's really one of the worst people in the community governing us? And they'd just be out on their tail within 1 year. So we really don't have what they call a democracy. We do have a republic, but we don't have the ability to throw these people out. Nothing that's real practical that works.
Exactly. Let's go to the phones right now and take another call, 800-313-9443. We have Michael in New York. Hello, Michael in New York.
Hello, Rick. Thank you, sir. And hi, Art. Rick, I just want to comment on the legislators there that want to take our guns. Every time I hear these reports, it just makes me tear up because, those commie devil-worshipping, Christ-killing, pedophile, homosexual traitors, they really care. They just care so much about our well-being. It's for the children.
And the children.
It's for the children. I can hear Hillary when she was assistant president of the Slick Willie. It's for the children. She always used to scream that, right? We got to kill you for the children.
And we had Waco gentlemen. For the children. For the children.
Yes, that's right. I look forward to a day when they're all swinging from ropes, gentlemen.
Hang 'em high, as Carl Klang wrote in that song. Hang 'em high.
Yep. And hang 'em fast.
Yep. And do it more often, too. Yes, I agree. I mean, they really should. These people really are criminals. And how many people will die innocent because they made it impossible for a law-abiding citizen to have a firearm, to have a rapid-fire assault weapon on hand when some nutcake does go berserk and does threaten to kill a whole bunch of children? He doesn't have time now. He can't reload, okay? He doesn't have that weapon. He is the guilty party because he owns a gun that could be or might be used someday in a crime. That's the thinking of these sick and depraved individuals. And these people are former attorneys, U.S. attorneys, attorneys general. These are the ones that should be prosecuted. They should be. You know, I mean, we have a constitution in the state. It says, and we had a convention, a constitutional convention a couple of decades ago. They changed it from its other wording to a very specific wording that says in Article 1, Section 22, that the right of the people shall not be infringed. To do what? To keep and bear arms. That means to carry them. That means to possess them. There's no way around that clear language, my friend.
No laws. That's why we don't want any constitutional conventions for that very reason. And all we want is the original Constitution back in full force. And the criminals will always have guns. They always ignore that fact. Everywhere, Australia, Europe, England, Canada, where the people are not allowed to protect themselves, defend themselves, criminal activity goes through the roof because they know everybody's defenseless. And that, so we have the right to bear arms to defend our property as well as defend our country from any invasions or tyrannical activities emanating from those that hijack our government. And they refuse to acknowledge that, but we real Americans will live by it till the very end, gentlemen.
Amen. Amen. God bless. Thank you.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Yeah, good call. Scott, Art, any comments? I'm thinking Scott's any comments, Art?
Well, what he said is right, but one of the things we need to do, and unfortunately with respect to what Cortez said about Amazon, we do not enforce our antitrust laws. These two big-to-fail corporations should fail, because when they do fail, they're going to cause a lot of harm to a lot of people and country, you know, communities, and it's going to, you know, really hurt us hard. So that's one thing I would have to agree with respect to the viewpoint that we should not allow these banks and these corporations to get this big. And who's the root core of that? It goes right to the Federal Reserve Bank. Okay, so if we want to really fix America and fix it right, we got to get rid of that federal bank as quick as possible, because that's the root cause of what I see is bringing this country down faster than we can see.
He who controls the money controls the nation. Isn't that what Rothschild said in so many words?
Right. And and even Abraham Lincoln Springsteen came out with a quote saying, I fear for my country because I see an era where the corporations will control the situation and the money in politics will go that way. And we were living that fear of what Abraham Lincoln Springsteen said.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see.
Mm-hmm. Very true. That is the core and the key to this worldwide banking control in the last stage. You know, the mark of the beast is going to be from the monetary system that no man be allowed to buy or sell except he that possesses the mark of the beast. This is the kind of control they have. See, Jim Fetcher was saying it. You're saying it. I've been saying it, well, for about almost 47 years now when I really started to smarten up and learn who was behind it. Now, biblically, we come to the reality of understanding that these people were given that job right from the beginning. When Cain murdered his brother Abel, he had a mark on him, and yet his seed line continued in the land of Manchuria and continued to expand so that all the earth would be under his dominion at some point in the end. And God says he's going to deal with them, all right? They're going to be destroyed, and their influence will be destroyed. But first, we have to complete the prophecies of the Scripture. Hey, here's one for you, Art, talking about Jerusalem Watch. This is right from the Jerusalem Press. A Dutch activist promotes the boycott, divest, and sanction of Israel on an Israeli-made mobility scooter. How do you like that one? Isn't that a slap in your face?
Right.
Oh, that's hilarious. But, you know, and folks, you know, this is the boomerang effect, how you can use the system against them. So we talk about this. Mayors of U.S. cities now have the option of joining an annual trip to Israel. I say I don't mind my mayor going if he goes, but don't come back. Please don't come back. Stay there and live there in Gaza. Okay? How's that?
Yeah. Redirect a one-way trip to Gaza.
Yeah. I mean, you live there, then you exist, I should say, as they exist in the open-air death camp, and then come back and tell us how pleasant your experience was. How's that? We'll take a break. All right, come right back. Got a question for Art or a comment? You can do it now, 800-313-9443. We shall return.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
That's right. That's right. They is the law. All right. I'm back and I'm going to take a couple of more calls for Art and myself. Terry in Texas is up first. Hello, Terry.
How's it going?
It's going.
You can hear me now.
Beautifully.
Okay.
Yes, the comment on the boycott, divest, sanction against Israel, of course, you know, if you're, because you already covered it on a program, if you are a employee of the state of Texas and you don't agree to those terms, which is signed and codified in the law, and you are against it, you don't get a paycheck.
Mm-hmm. The mark of the beast, huh?
Right.
Sound familiar?
And I'm surprised you didn't mention that when you had Fetzer on, too, Rick. The real linchpin, I think, going forward is this whole Tree of Life shooting. It's so funny. You know, Parkland and Las Vegas and all those other places were identified as shooting. But if you talk about the Tree of Life shooting, you know how it's identified as now?
Tree of Death. Excuse me.
No, Rick, it's a massacre.
Oh. That's interesting. Huh? Well, we have talked about that, too, in all the other shows. Yeah, yeah. Just one. And, you know, it's always interesting to see that in none of these cases has there ever been a deranged Jewish shooter. Right? Maybe one, but that would be it. It's always somebody else, and it's always them as part of the victimhood. Isn't that amazing, huh?
Yeah, and you know how I wanted to ask Fetzer if he spent any time studying that, too. And it's so interesting, of course, he had to be on the State of the Union just that he was the survivor of the Holocaust and the Tree of Life massacre.
Oh, by the way, that State of the Union, excuse me, Terry, that State of the Union address, you know who was written by? Mr. Joshua Katsaris. He wrote the speech for Trump, so now you'll know why he said that.
And the guy that defended him, he was shot 7 times. You know, of course, we're supposed to believe all this narrative, hook, line, and sinker.
Of course. You never question anything in the media or the government said. Absolutely not.
No, of course not. Otherwise, you have to raise, you have to raise the card, right? You're a racist.
Question it. And that will carry a prison sentence someday and a death sentence, too, pretty soon. Yeah. All right, Terry, thanks for your call.
Oh, very good.
Michael in New York is back. He said he wanted to do a little add-on here, so come on back up quickly, Mike.
Thank you, sir. Yes, as far as this previous caller, you know, we don't even know. These shooters could be actually Zionists, and they're, you know, pretending they're somebody else. That's very probable as well. Mossad or something causing the shooting. I wanted to follow up and say, you know, that's why we want the original Constitution, because in it, lawful money, silver dollars, no private cartel, Federal Reserve, that's all treason, punishable by death, right in our original Constitution. Our senators appointed to the federal government are appointed, not elected. We should be able to pull Schumer back here and hang him. So those are some points,
right,
I wanted to make. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks for the additional point, my friend. Well, Art, we're out of time. You'll be away for next week. But once again, bless you, keep you, and good work. You keep on doing it, okay?
You got it. And I would say for the guy in Texas, he should sign a contract saying under duress. And that puts all the legal responsibility back on the state, not on him.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. No place for corruption. Art? Have a good one. Folks, we're out of time. Rick Adams saying goodbye, and Yahweh bless his elect.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.